It begins not with a purchase, but with a moment after the purchase. That peculiar anxiety that curls up behind the satisfaction of ownership. You walk in the door, shopping bag in hand. You remove the object. Shoes, phone, rug, juicer, rowing machine. And for one fleeting moment, it gleams. The promise of transformation. But even before the receipt is crumpled, a strange feeling takes hold. Something akin to guilt, or dread, or the suspicion that you have just made a trade far more binding than you intended. You've exchanged money for a thing, but also invisibly exchanged a portion of your psychic real estate. And soon, the thing will grow roots. No longer an object, it becomes a burden with a physical shape. Modernity makes no mention of this clause in the transaction, that to acquire is also to bind oneself, subtly but certainly, to maintenance, worry, guilt, obligation. Things break. They decay. They accumulate. And we in turn become custodians of our own cage. One might ask, why do we do this to ourselves? Because, in the quiet cathedral of the marketplace, buying has replaced belief. Shopping is the new sacrament, where salvation is promised in two-day shipping and next season's limited edition. Our gods wear logos now, and their temples are online. Instead of candles and chants, we scroll. The Stoics would find this bewildering. Epictetus advised ownership only of what could not be taken from you. Virtue, clarity, presence. He saw attachment to possessions as foolish, like clinging to a boat's mast during a storm, mistaking it for land. But we, inheritors of capitalism's catechism, are taught otherwise. From an early age, we learn to associate identity with acquisition. Birthday gifts, graduation presents, wedding registries. The rituals of passage are draped in the trappings of possession. We mark our lives not by who we've become, but by what we've accumulated. And then we wonder why we are so anxious.